One thing which I have seen while working with partners, we should be ready to give what we ask. We have to practice reciprocity.
Welcome to SaaS Connect, the SaaS Partnership Podcast, brought to you by the Cloud Software Association. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com.
So it's great to be here. I'm going to be talking about a topic which we deal with on a day-to-day basis, how you can partner with a company whom you also have some competing products against. This is very close to us at Zoho because we deal with this challenge on a day-to-day basis. A quick introduction about me. I'm from Chennai, India, which is on the south by the coast, married with two children, one daughter and son. I have been in the tech industry for over 16 years, started as a sales engineer, and I head all the technology partnerships at Zoho right now. But I am also responsible for managing all our partnerships, our marketplace partnerships, and we run the marketplace here. We have over 1,500 applications on our marketplace now. We are a team of 11, so I have 11 partner managers taking care of all the technology partnerships at Zoho Corporation. I have specifically mentioned Zoho Corporation because it is not just Zoho.com, which you might be familiar about. It also includes Managed Engine suite of products, which I'll be covering it a little later. So before I start, how many of or heard of Zoho? How many of you have worked with us, like partnered with us or used our products or anything of that sort, not just heard about us? Okay, that's good. That numbers are pretty less, but it's great. So Zoho is a 25-plus-year-old company headquartered in Chennai, India. Our US headquarters is in Austin, Texas. We have close to 45-plus products, which is built by 13,000 employees, and we have offices around the world, but our major development center is from Chennai, India, where I'm from as well. We have been in the business for 25 years, and we have been building products from scratch. All the products have been built by Zoho, not acquired or never acquired. All built from scratch. We have 80 million active users using our products. This is just for Zoho.com, but using our products here. And we have presence in 150 countries. We are private, bootstrapped, and profitable. We also crossed $1 billion in revenue last year. And I told you about Managed Engine, right? So Zoho Corporation is the company name, and Zoho.com is one of our brands. Managed Engine is also a brand which was started a little before Zoho.com, which caters to the IT management needs of the companies. And I told you I started as a sales engineer. I started as a sales engineer in Managed Engine, and now I take care of the partnerships at Zoho or for both Managed Engine and Zoho Corporation. And we have two smaller brands, Control and Trainer Central, for workflow orchestration and for the training needs of customers. We are also a global company with offices around the world and offices and data centers around the world, just showing that. And I just want to quickly show a diagram on what markets we are going after with Zoho.com. I just want you to look at some of the products. These logos are all the different products we have under the Zoho.com umbrella. If you look at sales, we have the CRM and Begin products. Similarly, under email and collaboration, we have our own email and productivity suite of products, and we have our own office as well. All Zoho runs on Zoho, and these products are being used by 80 million users. I'm just highlighting CRM, Begin, and email, because email or workplace suite of products, because I'll be covering about that a little later in the slide, so I just want to take that names. One good advantage we have at Zoho as a part of the technology partnerships team, we get to work on different technologies or different products. Every day morning, I'll be working on some CRM partnerships, and in the afternoons, I'll be working on accounting partnerships, and probably something completely unrelated, a new product might be launching, and they'll be asking for some partnerships as well. So we partner with a lot of companies for all these products. Having a lot of products also come with challenges on its own. I just created this diagram to illustrate what are the common challenges. So if you look at this, the marketing plus IT management, the boxes inside are the product suites which we have. So marketing plus is like we have Zoho campaigns and email marketing products. Similarly, CRM Plus, we have those CRM type products, and Workplace, we have email and office collaboration products. I've just grouped it into some buckets so it'll be easier to illustrate. The red lines are the ones we compete against. Those products compete against. So if you take our Marketing Plus, it competes against MailChimp or ActiveCampaign, whereas CRM Plus will be competing against Pipedrive or SugarCRM or Salesforce. And Workplace suite of products will be competing against Microsoft 365 and Google Workplace and Zoom. That is, we have, when I say compete against, it means we have similar products in Zoho.com which can do exactly the same thing as what these companies or these solutions we compete against can do. And the blue lines, or probably the green lines here, are the ones we want to partner with. So if you look at CRM, the bottom one, the Pipedrive and SugarCRM, you will have two lines connecting to it. One is the campaigns or the Marketing Plus teams, which where the email marketing and CRM usually works very well together. Similarly, we also have the accounting products. Accounting products and CRMs are like the most required integrations we see. This is one good example you can see here, like how we want to compete against Pipedrive and SugarCRM for the CRM Plus, but we also want to partner with them for our marketing or accounting suite of products. The same case applies for our Workplace suite as well. We work very closely with Microsoft. Microsoft is one of our important partners, but we also have softwares which compete against them. And when I say we work closely, almost all our products also integrate or partner very closely with Microsoft and Google Workplace in one way or other. So it's just to show how we are, the actual challenge we are facing. We are on one side, we want to compete against them, but on the other side, we also want to partner with them. This is the challenge we are facing at Zoho. And I think going forward, any product with more than one product will have this challenge. I'll be covering some of the cases we have seen on these notes as well. I'll highlight some of the key wins here, which is by the team. We have been working on the partnerships and for quite some time, but we haven't highlighted the wins much, but I thought I'll highlight it here because it will set more context to how we are doing it or whether we are doing it right. I told you how we work with Microsoft or how we compete against Microsoft, but we also work very closely with them. Microsoft is probably the most important partner for Zoho. We compete against Microsoft 365, which is probably the most important product for Microsoft as well. But if you look at the right-hand side, Zoho products are regularly being featured in Satya Nadella's keynote. This is a screenshot. I took this screenshot from the Build keynote, Build Satya Nadella keynote in 2021. It's available on YouTube. The Microsoft was releasing a loop component feature, and Zoho Projects was one of it, and that was highlighted. And anyone working with Microsoft will know the level of work which will be needed to be featured on their CEO keynote. We also had another great win. This happened in Jan this year. On the left-hand side, if you see, our Begin by CRM, or Begin by Zoho CRM, which is a small business CRM from Zoho, this was featured inside the M365 Admin Center Marketplace. So Microsoft has two or three places where you can install partner apps from. And this Admin Center Marketplace is usually a spot which is reserved for Microsoft apps. Only Microsoft apps like Visio or those products will be featured. We were able to feature our Begin by Zoho CRM there as well, which is driving good business for Zoho as well. We are doing good there. And I'll take another example as well. I want to take two examples, one which is a $1 trillion company, and the second one being a smaller company, because you may think that Microsoft may not even think of Zoho as a competition, but I want to look at another company which is great, which is Indian HCM provider. They have HRMS and payroll solutions. They majorly operate out of India and Middle East. We also have products which competes against them directly. We have Zoho Payroll and Zoho People, which competes directly with their HRMS and payroll solutions. These are products which directly compete against each other, and we operate in the same market. We operate in India, and we try selling it to the same customer. Anyone who has worked in the HCM market will know that products or customers, the HRs, the target customers are HRs here, right? Human resource managers, they really like to have a single solution, or they want to go with a single solution and not have multiple solutions. So they want to go with a payroll vendor who also has a HRMS solution and also a recruitment solution for their recruiters. GreatUp has a HRMS and a payroll, but they did not have an ATS solution, which is the applicant tracking system for the recruiters. They did not have that solution, and we approached them to see if they will be interested in selling our solution along with their product. This is for the same market, and we were able to work with them on that now, and GreatUp actively sells Zoho Recruit along with their ATS solution in India, and it's growing very fast. This happened in 2022 or early 2022, and the partnership is growing very fast. We did the same for them back in Middle East. We did not have a payroll solution. That is, Zoho Payroll is not supported in Middle East yet. When I say Middle East, mostly in UAE or Saudi yet. So we partnered with GreatUp so we can sell their solution, their payroll, along with our solution to the Middle East customers. I mean, it's a win for both of us, and it's going on well. Apart from these two, we also partnered with over 400 plus ISVs. We have a marketplace, so we work with over 400 plus ISVs globally and 100 plus system integrators. These system integrators, some of them are exclusively building apps on marketplace or for Zoho products. We were able to create go-to-market motion, or we managed to create go-to-market motion with a lot of products whom we also compete with, and similarly co-sell motions, something similar to GreatUp for a lot of companies whom we also compete against. We also crossed 1 million installations from a marketplace. That is, we have 1 million installations which has happened from our marketplace, which roughly translates to our partners being more successful on the marketplace. So just wanted to highlight some of the key points here. And except for a handful of companies whom we compete against, we were able to partner with almost all of them. Okay, so almost all of them, except for a few companies, we were able to do it. So I just want to show how we have structured our team internally, so it will help you understand the focus of how we have. I told you we have a team of 11 partner managers. We have split them into two. One team takes care of the marketplace partnerships. It is a 1,500 application marketplace, right? So one team takes care of the marketplace partnerships. The main goal will be in, let's say, if we want to build an integration, getting the APIs or sandbox accounts or taking care of the licensing agreements by working with the partners. And similarly, if a partner is going to be building an integration on top of Zoho, we provision them with the sandbox access or APIs. And if there is going to be some development assistance needed, we'll be helping them out with that. That will be one of the key roles. Apart from that, they also wear a business development hat, trying to work on the GTM side as well as trying to bring new customers through the joint GTM motions with the partners. They are also responsible for partner success. So when I say partner success, they have to work with the product teams. They have to work internally to see how to drive the installations for the partner applications. And the strategic partnerships role is something similar, but they maintain a few key accounts, not all, a few key accounts. And their team is also responsible for co-sell and white label partnerships. That is also a part of our team, which we do for some of our Zoho products. So that co-sell and white label is for driving new business, and they do something similar for very key partnerships. So I have two of my colleagues at the back. There is Nyans there. He takes care of marketplace partnerships, and Rakesh on the left takes care of our strategic partnerships. So I just want to highlight some of the common challenges we face while working with the competition or the competitors whom you want to work with in some way or other. I think the major point will be them seeing you as a threat and not as a partner. So when they start seeing you as a threat, that is where you're going to grab the customers from them to convert it to your competing product. That is the major threat we see, or that is the major challenge we see while working with them. This will lead into not working on any launch activities or go-to-market activities with the partners. That is the major reason when you work with companies? Usually multi-product companies are more open to be working with competition, but smaller companies are generally very conservative these days, but it's also opening up. But hesitation in working with us because they treat us as a threat is the major challenge. And these challenges are not just from the outside, from the competition seeing you as a threat and not working with you. It's also from inside. Your competing product may have, you may want to work with a company, and that company may have, the competing product on your side may have a page which makes your partner team uncomfortable. Let's say migrating from XX product to XX product, or the XX Zoho product, which makes the team, which makes the competing product extremely uncomfortable. So the challenge is not just on the other side, it is also on the internally, or you'll be facing the challenge internally as well. And the other major reason is the legal clauses. It takes a lot of the times, I think, you have to spend a lot of time in solving the legal challenges. Your legal team has to be pretty open to be working on that. You have to find some innovative ways to work on it. But legal challenges are the main challenges. I can tell you, I have worked with some companies for the legal agreements for over 2 years, and we were able to get that partnership going. This is mostly on the enterprise. It is not on the SMBs, but on the enterprises, it may take a lot of time, and we have to be ready to spend that time on the partnerships. So these are the challenges, but here is how we addressed them. The first thing you have to do, or we do when we work with the competition, is to remove the fear that you're going to poach the customers to your application. I think once you remove the fear that you're not going to be poaching the customers to your application, that will break probably 70 to 80% of the barrier and makes them comfortable to be working with you. Usually the leadership level commitment makes it very easy to take it to the next level. Even if you're dealing on Zoom, I think a face-to-face meeting or a leadership level commitment on the partnership usually helps. That has worked for us tremendously as well. And one thing which I have seen while working with partners, we should be ready to give what we ask. We have to practice reciprocity. Be ready to give whatever you want to ask, whether it can be a GTM or it can be a sandbox or it can be even sharing some customer details. You should be willing to reciprocate what you want to achieve from the competitors. And the fourth point here, this is very interesting and probably sometimes very unique to Zoho as well. Be ready to showcase your partner product. We happily showcase our partner products to our customers by either through marketplace or through in-product notifications. That is something which we do regularly. That is because of the culture we have at Zoho. What we generally feel, or what we generally, or what our product managers are made to think, is if a partner or if a customer chooses your partner product or your competing product and not yours, it just means your product suck and you're going to lose them in any way, one way or other. So that is the culture we have internally at Zoho. So we have a free hand in featuring our partner products or our marketplace products to our customers. So that is something which we have been doing regularly as well, and that is well appreciated by the companies whom we also work with. I showed you about the Microsoft slide, right? So we have reciprocated the same. Office 365 is also featured on the Begin site. So that is something which we practice and preach. And for legal, you have to spend time on it. Each cases are different. Usually most of the legal teams accept red lines, but not on all cases. But if the partner is ready to work with you, I think you should be willing to have a separate agreement or create a deviation agreement to solve the legal challenges. I think that is the only way we have worked it around, because there will be a lot of clauses which may not be agreeable to the legal team, and this is probably the only way, or these are some ways to solve the challenges. But legal can be a hurdle. If we have some patience to work it around, I think we'll be able to solve them. And like it or not, if you have a mutual customer or if you have a lot of mutual customers, they are going to drive you towards working with the partners or the companies you want to work with. Market is the greatest driver here. Here are a few other things which we did internally at Zoho. This is to ensure that the competition or the partners whom we partner with feel more comfortable. We created a compete yet collaborate mindset inside the company. This is at the leadership level. till the product manager or the marketer level. This greatly helps. I cannot stress the importance of it, but it greatly helps our team to partner with any company whom we compete against and whom we want to partner with. We have a free hand in doing any sort of partnerships and any sort of go-to motion with the partner companies. And that is because of the compete yet collaborate mindset we have. And this compete yet collaborate mindset is from a leadership level. It is not from mid-level. It's from a leadership level. Our CEO or other top folks are also aligned with this. So it makes it easier for us to take it to the next level. But having a mindset is alone not enough. You need to have some process which ensures that you're not going to poach the customers or you're not going to poach the partner leads, because if that happens, the partnership is gone. So we created a separate process inside our CRM. So we use Zoho CRM, by the way. So we created a separate process inside the CRM. So whenever a lead from the partner team comes in, or the partner comes in, or the product which we also compete comes in, we ensure that there is no cross-sell emailers or other cross-sell related activities are sent, and we create a separate tracking process for converting those customers, which makes it very easy. I won't say it avoids all clauses, all cases, because they are a customer here and they may look at your product and may migrate from your partner side, but this solves that to a certain level. Sales teams are supposed to cross-sell, right? So even if you create a separate process, if you give it to the particular product sales team, I think they are going to sell other products to meet their target. We even created a separate sales team internally to ensure that these cross-sells doesn't happen, or minimize the cross-sell is the right word to put it. We tried eliminating most of these challenges, because these are problems which we have to work on long-term. Even if it may not happen in the first 6 months, it can happen after 6 months or even after 1 year. Even then, there could be some challenges in working there. And for most of the companies, I think the fifth point might be like preaching, but it is something which I follow internally. I address the problem early on and give the partnership time to grow, because most of the partnerships will have teething issues in the early stages. And if we look at it with a microscope, you're going to find a lot of fault. But if you give it some time, I think it will eventually grow. That is, if you build or if you trust in the company and if you want to work with the company. Finally, this is applicable for large companies. If you believe they can be a good driver for you, or they are a good company to partner with, invest them in long term. That is the only way to work with them or be successful with them. You may not find results in the first month. You may not find it 1 year. You may not find it even the fifth year, but from the sixth year onwards, you can see a lot of results. So working with large companies, you have to have a long term working relationship with those companies. That's it. Thank you. And I'm open for questions.
Hi, Praveen. My name is Diana. I was just curious if you could provide some specific examples around the co-sale challenges that you encounter with these companies and how you overcame them.
One good example I can give, it happened a few months back. The partner who was selling our product was giving a discount on the yearly package, whereas our sales teams are only allowed to give discounts on monthly, because the annual packages are already discounted. I mean, you know the sales team, right? When someone is going to give additional discounts, they get agitated. That is something which we addressed on immediately by informing the partner as well as informing the teams that it was a mistake. So that is one example which I can think of immediately.
Yeah, my name is Kyle. How do you evaluate a potential partnership that might not pay off for 2, 3, or 5 years?
Okay, so I told you it is large company, right? So which means someone with over 500 billion or 200 billion in value. So it is something which you maybe evaluate. You can evaluate by having some mutual customers. Your customers may be asking for it. That is a good place to evaluate. Most of these 200 billion plus companies or 100 billion plus companies are going to be in the stock market. You know what they are doing, and you can read what new thing they are investing in. For example, the Microsoft investing in Copilot is something which is massive, right? You know which companies to partner with if you have been regularly following them. And if you also have mutual customers who are asking for or who are working with them. It is not applicable for all smaller companies. It is only applicable for large enterprises who have over 100 billion in revenue. Thank you.
If you like this and want more great insights on software partnerships, you've got to rate, like, and subscribe, and join us at thecloudsoftwareassociation.com. Thank you, as always, to our podcast producers, Content Allies. They help B2B companies like you launch revenue-generating podcasts. They'll schedule interviews, produce the podcast, and promote it. Check them out at contentallies.com. We'll see you on the next episode.